Oh, Tom!
Hello, hiya!
Happy birthday, Brenda!
Oh, Tom, thank you! What's all this?
Yeah, looks like presents to me.
Oh, presents? You're taking me for a meal tonight and then clubbing.
Yeah, well, that's your birthday treat. You've got to have presents as well.
Oh, as well as those lovely flowers.
Are those for me?
Who else?
Oh, they're beautiful, thank you.
You're not going to forget this birthday in a long time, are you, Brenda?
No, I'm not. I'll put them in water.
Oh, no, we'll do that. You open the rest of Tom's presents.
Oh, wow, I don't know where to start.
Oh, that one isn't very exciting.
I'm sure it is.
Your favourite shop, as far as I can work out. Hope you'll find something you like there.
Oh, that's brilliant! Yeah, there's loads of stuff I can get. Thank you so much.
And there's more. You are a lucky girl.
I am. Oh, Tom, that's lovely. Look, Hayley.
What's that? Oh, it's your favourite perfume, isn't it?
Yeah.
Clever boy, Tom.
I like it too.
Oh, and all the bath stuff to go with it as well.
And we haven't even started on our pamper day.
It's all too much.
Now, Brenda, don't want you being sick with excitement like you used to be when you was little.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Just as long as you like everything.
I love it. Thanks, sweetheart. Everyone's been so kind.
Well, it's no more than you deserve, love.
Grey Gables, I can't believe it. And you and Roy dreamed it up, Dad.
They did.
Yeah, well, Tom helped us organise it.
So, are you all ready?
They've been ready since dawn, these two.
I have not.
They were up before me, and that's a first.
I've got the hens to feed. I needed something to do while...
While what?
While Brenda was in the shower.
I don't see the point of getting yourself all done up.
You look great.
When you go for all them beauty treatments anyway.
Yeah, but there'll be other women there.
So?
Like cleaning the house before the cleaner comes.
What?
It's no use, Hayley. They're men. They don't understand.
Well, we better get going.
Yeah. Actually, there's a couple of extra treatments I noticed on that leaflet. If we get there early, maybe we can...
No need.
Nah, it's all been taken care of, love.
What?
Here you are. Little extra present from me and Roy.
Deep tissue massage pedicure plus.
They upgraded you.
Got you the deluxe package.
Oh, Dad, that's wonderful. Thank you.
And Roy knew you wouldn't want a big meal at lunchtime, so he's arranged with Ian to do you some special tidbits and he'll serve you himself.
It's all too much. I'm going to cry.
Oh, don't do that. You must go or run. You don't want to turn up for your deluxe pamper day looking like a panda.
No.
You'd better go then.
Yeah, you've got a lot to fit in.
Yeah, come on, Brenda. Last one in the steam room's a sissy.
Yeah, all right. See you all later then.
Yeah.
You have a great day, love.
I will.
She's really happy, isn't she?
Yeah.
Thanks for helping us with all this, Tom.
Thanks for letting me. I just wanted to...
Yeah, I know.
So, how's your knee?
Oh, it's a lot better.
That's what Jazza said, but I wasn't sure if I could trust him.
Jazza?
Oh, yeah. He gives me daily bulletins on your progress. It's quite touching.
He just wants to know when I'll be ready to go back to work.
Yeah.
Hello, love. You're anxious to get off. Shan't be long. I just need to tidy my music.
I was thinking of going for a coffee with Shula.
Oh, yes.
I want to hear about Bishop Andrew's installation. Do you want to come?
Oh, I might pop over to Brookfield, actually.
What for?
Well, there's that farm sale I wanted to mention to David.
Right, well, see you later then.
Ooh, I could get used to this.
Shall I try to get Dad to put a hot tub in one of the outhouses?
Yeah, the hens would love it.
Well, I've never done anything like this in my life.
Oh, you deserve it.
Yeah, so everyone keeps saying, but I don't see why.
Oh, the way you stood by Tom and your Dad. It can't have been easy.
I'm just so glad they seem to be getting on again.
Well, they buried the hatchet to work on this for you.
I know. And that's great. I just wish...
Yeah?
No, I just wish Mum was here to see it.
Oh, of course you do. But she wouldn't want you to be sad. Not on your birthday.
Yeah, I know, but... Last year my birthday was so awful. And now...
A lot's happened since then.
Yeah, it has. Me and Tom.
Yeah?
If you told me this time last year, I was going to be so sorted.
Yeah?
You're such a good friend, Hayley.
Aw, Brenda.
Well, no, all you've been going through, and you've still always got time to listen to me. I'm glad I'm spending the day with you.
It's mutual.
David?
Oh, hi, Dad.
You're keen, aren't you?
How do you mean?
Laying hardcore on a Sunday.
Oh, I see. No, I started repairing this track last week. Just wanted to get it finished.
Well, you're very conscientious. Repairing tracks was the kind of job I always kept putting off.
Well, it can get very muddy down here.
Yeah, well, that's certainly true.
Anyway, like to keep busy.
Yes. Well, I won't keep you long.
Oh, no, Dad. Always got time to chat to you.
Oh, let's go back for a coffee then.
No need. Got a flask here.
Oh, right.
You fancy a cup?
No, no, don't worry about it. I won't hold you up. I just wondered if you'd seen last week's Echo.
No, I haven't had a chance. I'm sure it's around somewhere, though.
Well, there's a farm sale advertised I thought might interest you.
Oh, yeah, when?
Well, it's next week at Overton Farm. I'm afraid I can't remember which day offhand.
Well, check that myself.
Well, I just thought it might be a chance for you to get rid of some of that old farm tackle.
Yes, yes, it would be.
Well, I know you don't like it cluttering up the place.
You don't think it'll be too late to get it in?
Well, I shouldn't think so. Rodways are the auctioneers, and they're usually quite flexible.
Yeah. Well, no, I'll give them a call. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, well, I'm glad I mentioned it.
Well, it's nice of you to come over.
Well, I'll let you get on. Expect you want to get that finished by lunchtime, don't you?
Well, if I can, but there's no rush.
I'll just put this lot on the back seat.
Wow, have they got any beauty treatments left up there?
There is so much lovely stuff. These were Hayley's presents. She told me to choose whatever I wanted. Wasn't that sweet?
It was. She's had a good time too, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah. I'm having such a great day, Tom.
And you're looking fabulous. Whatever that cost, it was worth every penny.
This is just my natural healthy glow. Wait till you see me in a bit when I'm ready to go out.
I don't know if I can wait.
You'll have to. I want to knock them dead in the club.
You will.
I want you to be proud of me.
I am.
No, come on. Oh, get me home so I can make myself even more beautiful.
Okay, but not just yet. I've got one more present to give you.
Oh, but Tom, you've given me so much already.
Well, this is special. I didn't want to give it to you in front of the others.
Oh, that's lovely of you. Oh.
I don't know how I'd have got through these last few weeks without you.
Oh, Tom.
I don't.
It's beautiful. What a gorgeous chain.
I wanted to give you something that shows you how I feel about you.
Did you?
It's a bit obvious, I know, but I chose a heart. I love you so much, Bren.
Oh, hello, Hayley. Didn't realise you was back.
I looked in on you. You were dead to the world.
Oh, I shouldn't need a nap in the afternoon at the moment. Not as if I'm up at the crack of dawn.
Are you still recovering?
No, come on. Let's have a look at you then. Oh, very nice.
Do you really think you can see a difference?
Oh, yeah, you got a real glow.
Oh, thank you.
Brenda's been having a good day then.
Yeah, she has. So have I. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, that's all right. You deserved a bit of a treat yourself.
I've enjoyed it. So was Phoebe all right when you dropped off at home farm?
Oh, yeah, fine.
Oh, thanks for that.
No problem.
It was nice of Jennifer to ask her over. Say goodbye to Adam. Oh, she is fond of him.
Well, she was much more excited about seeing the new lambs, if you ask me.
Yeah, she would be.
I don't know. Brian's going to manage lambing without Adam there. In a very convenient time for him to be going away.
It is his honeymoon.
Yeah. Strange, eh? Roy not around?
He'll be in a minute. I'm just making a cup of tea. Do you want some?
Hey, yeah, go on then.
Anyway, I need a word with you before he comes in.
Oh, yeah?
About his birthday. I want to do something special for him, like you've done for Brenda.
Oh, I see.
But he's been so great while he and I have been, well, going through what we're going through.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, you're right. He deserves something special too.
So, any ideas?
No, not really.
Oh, I was hoping you'd be full of them. You did so well by Brenda.
It was a fluke, and it was Roy's idea anyway. A proper girl's day out.
Oh, Mike, I could give him a proper boy's day out, couldn't I? Any ideas?
Nothing springs to mind, but, well, you could do worse than ask round his mates.
I will.
And let me know if there's any way I can contribute. That's something else we might like to do together.
I made the tea.
Oh, thanks, love. I could do with a cup. Elizabeth can talk.
So how is she?
She's fine. Busy, but coping.
Mm.
The twins are well.
Oh, that's good.
And Nigel's pruning his vines.
He seems to do nothing else.
And getting very excited about his wine at the vinery.
So that's one of our children we don't have to worry about.
David really bothered you, didn't he?
Oh, a bit. It's silly. I should be proud to have a son who works so hard.
On a Sunday.
Well, he had started on the track, but he never did like leaving a job unfinished.
That's true.
It was just... I know it sounds silly, but... it was the flask of coffee.
Yes.
I mean, fine if you're silage making or during harvest, but at this time of year...
much nicer to go back to a nice warm farmhouse.
Well, yes.
Unless you're avoiding your wife.
Oh, I don't know, Jill. Maybe that's too much to read into it.
I hope so. I think they are getting over it.
Yes, like Shula and Alistair did.
Yes.
Oh, no, you're not worried about them, too?
No, of course not.
Jill?
Honestly, it was nothing. The winter's getting Alistair down a bit, that's all.
And that's getting Shula down.
Well, I think it is a bit. But that's natural, isn't it? Just, you know, marriage.
Mm.
Not like it was before.
Well, I hope not.
No, it wasn't. I'm just being oversensitive.
Like Shula?
Yes. I mean, everyone goes in for so much soul-searching these days, don't they? It's catching.
Yeah. We just got on with it, didn't we? For better or worse.
Yes. And we were happy, weren't we?
Oh, darling, you're soaked.
I am. You look like a drowned rat yourself.
Oh, I've been riding. I thought you'd be spending the afternoon in nice, cosy cowsheds and stables.
Oh, well, they were all situated through miles of muddy fields.
Oh, get your wet things off. You'll feel better.
I hope so. Oh, shall I just add this to the pile?
You might as well.
Is this all Daniel's?
Yep. He was soaked to the skin. He more or less had to strip off.
Thought Jill was collecting him from school.
Yes, she did. But the rain stopped for a bit when they got to Glebe Cottage.
Did it? I didn't notice.
So he said he'd walk home. Then the heavens opened again.
Well, I think I might have to emulate him. I'm wet through to my thermals.
I know, even my bra's soaked.
Oh, poor you.
But I thought, since we've all got to change into dry clothes, why not make a virtue of it and go out for supper?
Well, and get wet all over again.
Well, just to the ball. Might cheer us all up.
How did you go, Mum?
Kettle's on.
Oh, it's horrible out there.
Yeah. I hope it's not going to be like this for much longer.
It's not. It's going to turn cold again, Nisha says so.
Oh, well then, it must be true.
She's always checking the weather reports on the net.
Is she, boy?
She's going skiing. Kettle's boiled, Mum.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, if you like that kind of thing.
They all love it. Bought their own ski chalet.
Oh, good heavens.
How the other half live,
eh? With another family.
Oh, I see. Like a timeshare?
No, Neil, not like that at all.
Venetia says it makes sense. They go so often.
Oh, all right for some. That tea ready, love?
Just needs to brew. Oh, I don't know. Fancy owning your own holiday home.
They've got a gîte in France as well.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, pity we haven't still got the caravan. I could have done it up for you. Moved it to a nice site. Where'd you fancy? Real? Barmouth? Western?
Oh, come and have your tea and stop talking rubbish. Oh, so, when's Nisha going?
Half term week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that means she'll be away for Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. What shame.
Lets you off the hook, though, eh?
They'd like to have spent it together.
Yeah. She asked me to come with her.
You? Go skiing?
There's bags of room in the chalet.
Yeah, I bet there is.
Why didn't you say anything about this before? Oh, how exciting.
He doesn't want to go.
I do.
Well, of course
but...
he does. What an opportunity for
her. To spend a whole week with her, lauded her family.
It's very nice of him to ask you.
It was, but...
He's never been skiing.
All the more reason to take advantage of the offer.
It's not his kind of thing.
Well,
how does he know if he's never done it?
I did like boarding with Sam.
Oh, Valentine's Day on the slopes. How romantic. You want to go, don't you, love?
Well, yes, Mum. I'd like to.
There you are, you see.
But I don't see how I can afford it.
First sensible thing anyone said. Good lad.
But you'd be staying in the chalet for free.
It isn't just that.
No, of course it isn't.
It's all the gear.
Oh, couldn't you, I don't know, borrow it?
Who from? Venetia did say she'd ask her brother if he'd got any spare clothes.
There you are. That's a start.
Not really. There's a flight over.
You can get cheap flights.
Skis to hire. Ski passes. They cost a bomb.
Yes, of course they do. It's a rich man's sport.
Oh, Neil, don't be such a snob.
I am simply stating a fact.
You're so old-fashioned. Lots of people go skiing.
I just don't think I can afford it. Not on my wages.
Right. Your food might take a little while. Quite busy tonight.
That's all right.
Surprised me, actually. Didn't think many folk would venture out on a night like this.
Maybe they're like us, in need of cheering up.
We'll do our best.
Well, we're feeling better already. Good to be in the warm and dry, just what we needed.
Ah, thank you. You've got the winter blues, have you?
Something like that. It does seem to be dragging on.
The winter? It's barely started yet.
I know, that's what's depressing me.
Yeah.
And the cricket isn't helping.
No, not since the Ashes.
Well, exactly. But it's not so much that, it's the sunshine, all those happy Aussies in hats.
Well, it is their summer over there. Lucy's basking in it at the moment.
Well, it's always their summer.
Yeah, it does seem like that. Alistair, you should be looking forward.
I'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, we've got our own cricket to organise, haven't we?
Have we? Oh, yeah, the Wisden Cup.
Yeah.
Seems a very long way away.
Well, it isn't. The draw should be through any time now. It comes up on the web, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've sent me the details.
We'll be right in the thick of it before you know it.
Well, I suppose it's something to look forward to.
It's something to be getting on with. Which reminds me, I managed to book the Nets at Edgbaston for winter training, like we said.
At Edgbaston? Oh, yeah, well done.
Yeah. A bloke on my umpire's course reminded me a while back.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, got in just in time. So, they're all on different nights, but I managed to get one a week set up.
Starting when?
Well, a couple of weeks or so. So, you need to start getting the names down. We don't want to waste them.
No, we don't. Well, thanks, Sid. I needed a bit of a kick up the backside to get things moving.
Well, local cricket's probably been more on my mind than yours.
Oh, yeah, how's the course been going?
Oh, very good, yeah, I'm enjoying it. Not many of us mind.
It's not well attended.
No, 4 at the most. There's a national shortage of umpires, apparently.
Well, I wouldn't fancy doing it.
I think they're all getting old. That's the thing. So, I'll be able to help out when the season starts.
It'd be great if you could.
I should be a level 6 umpire by then.
Oh, fantastic.
It means I'll be able to umpire some of the early cup matches. Yeah, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, of course. Phil and Bert won't mind at all.
Hope not.
It's going to be a real cricketing summer.
Yeah. Now, doesn't that lift your winter blues?
Ah, that's the dishwasher loaded.
Oh, thanks, love.
Fancy coming down the bowl, then?
Oh, no, not really. Anyway, I'm looking after George.
No, when Emma gets back.
Oh, I don't know. It's such a horrible night.
No, it's not. The rain's stopped now. Christopher was right.
Or Nisha was.
No doubt her family have got a direct line to the Met Office.
I don't know why you have to be like this about them.
Well, don't you find it all a bit much? I mean, the Aldridges go skiing, but they haven't felt the need to buy a ski lodge.
Shall I? Well, if they've got the money and it's what they want to spend it on, anyone would think you were jealous.
Jealous?
I know we haven't got that kind of money.
Yeah, neither has Christopher.
But if we had, you might think differently. Who knows what you might want?
Well, I can tell you this, Susan, it wouldn't be a ski chalet.
You may not understand what Christopher sees in Venetia.
No, I don't.
My father didn't know what I saw in you.
Thank you.
But I'm just saying, they're young. They want to be together. He really likes her.
I don't want him to get hurt.
Why should he? She must be serious about him, inviting him on holiday with her parents.
Yes, a holiday he can't afford. That's not very thoughtful of her.
Maybe he can.
How?
Her parents are helping him.
Yeah, they're offering him a spare room and some old cast-offs.
Maybe we should too.
You want us to pay for him to go on a posh skiing holiday?
I want him to spend Valentine's Day with Venetia.
Oh, Susan. After all I said about that blasted ball, we can't afford
it. No, I'm not saying pay for it all, but surely we could contribute.
Why?
Because this is a great opportunity for him.
To do what?
To try something different. Oh, Neil, he's been working really hard at his course. Don't you think he deserves a bit of a break?
The food will be ready soon, Daniel.
Yeah, 10 minutes, that's all.
So, what scheme are he and Jamie cooking up this time?
Oh, it's better not to ask.
You're probably right.
I am glad they're still friends, though. I was worried, you know, once they were at different schools.
Well, Daniel's a loyal little chap.
Yeah, he is. Anyway, let's make the most of the peace and quiet.
To do what?
Talk about cricket, of course.
Aren't you bored?
No, not at all. And it's nice to see you so enthusiastic.
It's nice to feel it.
Oh, you know I love village cricket. I'd like to get more involved again.
That would be great.
And if the Village Cup's going to be such a big deal...
Oh, it is.
Well, we should have a supporters' club.
Why not?
And we should do something about the tees.
Well, they seem fine to me.
Oh, they could be much better. In the old days, people looked forward to them as much as the cricket.
Heavens, that's something to live up to.
Or we could do the thing properly. Get a committee together.
Yeah.
Do some fundraising.
Well, if you're up for that, we could do with some new kit.
Yeah, great.
We certainly need some helmets. All the under-18s will have to wear them for the cup matches.
Well, shouldn't you all wear them?
Try telling that to Tony. Anyway, helmets, new pads, maybe some thigh pads.
Yeah, fine. Anything else?
Arm guards would be good. All raises team morale.
Makes it less alarming for the supporters to watch.
Oh, evening, Sheila. Alistair.
Hi, Neil.
Hi,
Chris.
Hi, Neil. Hey, I'm glad I've seen you two. We were just talking about next cricket season.
Should be good, with the cup and everything.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, I wondered how you're fixed for a bit of winter training.
Oh, I don't know. I've got quite a lot on at the moment.
Oh, Dad, you always say that. Put us both down, Alistair. We'll be fine.
OK, I'll let you know when I've got more details.
We're going to do it properly. Get some new kit in.
Really?
New kit? You've been buying scratch cards with the cricket club kitty, Alistair?
Of course not. No, it's all down to Shula. She wants to start a supporters club.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we could raise funds. Improve the tees.
Yeah, go for it.
I just need to get a committee together.
Mum might be interested. Do you think that?
Oh, I don't know. She might.
It'd be good to get as many people involved as we can.
You've really got the bit between your teeth, haven't you?
Well, it's how it used to be, a real village activity.
Ah, that's true.
It'll be good. And it makes the summer seem nearer.
It is a gloomy time of year.
All that Antipodean sunshine's given Alistair ideas.
Are you going away?
No, but I'm not so bothered now.
Oh, you wouldn't like lying on a beach anyway.
Yeah, I can never really see the point of it.
You can't see the point of holidays, full stop.
That's not true. I just like to be doing things.
Oh, me too. Camping, walking.
Getting lost.
Only once. Skiing this time of year. We really must organise to take Daniel away next winter.
Yeah, we should.
Do you like skiing?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
Real buzz. Nothing like it.
We should be getting to the bar.
Have you never skied, Christopher?
No. My girlfriend's just asked me to go with her.
Oh, brilliant.
You'll love it. Be right up your street.
No, I can't go.
Oh, why? Can't Ronnie spare you?
He can't spare me the money. On my wages, it's just not possible.
Oh, sensible boy you've got here, Neil. Lots of lads would have just charged it to their credit cards.
Oh, we don't do that kind of thing in our family, do we, Dad?
No, I'm afraid we don't. Sorry, Christopher.
Nearly finished, love. Didn't know when to get started on your breakfast.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Cows were a bit awkward today for some reason. expect it's this weather. It's unsettling them.
Yeah, maybe. Is Tom about? If he could give me a hand.
Oh, no, sorry. He's gone over to Home Farm.
Oh, well. Doesn't matter. I'll manage.
Jazza's finding doing the pigs and a full-time milk round a bit much. Tom's having to take up the slack.
Well, it shouldn't be for much longer. Mike really seems to be on the mend.
Yeah, thank goodness. And they all enjoyed Brenda's birthday.
Yeah, sounded like it.
I hope we can draw a line under it soon.
Oh, so do I.
Tom had his letter about the accident this morning, so that's something.
Oh, good. So, what's the verdict?
Well, he's got two choices. He can opt for a court case.
Why would anyone do that?
If you thought you were innocent.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
But he'd have to plead guilty. So he'd almost certainly get a fine.
Yes.
And who knows how much that would be.
So, what's the alternative?
You go on a driving course.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. Of course, it's Helen who really needs to take it.
Oh, don't say that to her.
No, I wouldn't. So he's going for that, is he?
Yeah. And that way he keeps a clean licence.
Oh, good. Well, that's all right, then.
Except the course costs £150.
Wow. Well, is he sure that would be less than a fine?
Oh, yeah, but it was the clean licence that was the real decider.
Yeah, and he shouldn't have to pay for it.
Helen should, I agree.
She offered?
She wasn't there when the letter came. She's gone into work.
What, this early?
Yeah, she's got her appointment with the acupuncturist later this morning.
Oh, yes, of course.
Thought she ought to go in early to get things straight for Kirsty.
What things?
Good question. It was a case of more haste, less speed. She's forgotten to take that batch of yoghurts they needed.
Typical Helen.
Think I might run them in later, if that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to be out lifting leeks all day.
See if I can calm her down a bit.
You worried about her?
Oh, she's a bit manic.
Mm. She's fed up that she can't see the counsellor immediately.
Well, that's so unrealistic. She can't control everything.
No.
She's got to start learning to live with that.
Well, it's early days yet. Once she starts the counselling...
Yeah, you're right. And at least she's seeing the acupuncturist. I hope that might help her a bit.
Oh, something smells nice.
Mushrooms. Huh? I know you like them with your bacon.
Yeah, I do.
And I've done you a bit of fried bread, too.
Ah, what have I done to deserve this?
No, the weather's so miserable. Thought we could all do with a bit of cheering up.
Oh, we were talking about that in the pub last night.
Oh, yeah? Well, sit down, it's nearly ready.
Alistair reckons it's the cricket that's depressed everyone.
Cricket?
The ashes.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention seeing all that sunshine.
Here we are, love. Get that inside you. Shall I pour you tea?
No, I think I can manage that. But thanks, love. This looks great.
I can always do you a bit more if you want. Or toast.
Oh, you're not going into work today?
Yeah, of course I am.
I don't usually see much of you in the morning.
I can sit down and enjoy breakfast with my husband once in a while, can't I?
Sit down then and stop hovering. You're making me nervous.
Sorry.
Relax. Have a cup of tea.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Yeah, we'll have a nice, civilised conversation. Now, what shall we talk about?
You said Alistair was after a bit of winter sun. He and Shula going away, then?
I don't think so. If they did, they'd rather go skiing.
Would they?
They were telling Christopher how much they enjoyed it.
Oh, what did he say?
Well, he told them about Nisha's family inviting him to go.
Did he?
But he said he couldn't afford it.
No, well... He can't, but... No, he can't.
Oh, Susan, you're not fooling me, you know.
I'm not trying to.
Fancy breakfast hanging on my every word. I know what this is in aid of.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Trying to soften me up with a nice breakfast.
No, I was just...
There's no point. I've made up my mind.
Oh, Neil, I wish you'd change it. Mm. Couldn't we just give him something towards it?
Yes, we could.
What?
We could. I've changed my mind.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful. Why didn't you say so before?
I wanted to see how far you'd go with your Stepford wife act.
Did you? I should have brained you with the frying pan, not cooked your breakfast in it.
That's more like my Susan.
Yeah, I might still do it. I mean, I'm so pleased. Oh, thank you. What changed your mind?
Christopher did.
What, he asked you?
No, he didn't. That's the point. He didn't ask yesterday either, did he? Oh,
no, he didn't. He's a good lad.
Yes, he is. He's really grown up since he started work.
Mm.
And I do know it would take a lot of courage to tell your rich girlfriend you couldn't afford to go on holiday with her.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. He didn't come whining to us or start getting himself into debt.
Oh, no. Oh, we're so lucky.
You know, I think he deserves a bit of a break.
Oh, he'll be so pleased. Can I tell him?
Why, hasn't he gone to work?
Oh, yeah, but I could text him.
Oh, seriously.
Shall I just stick them in the fridge?
Oh, yes, please, Mum. I'm really sorry I forgot to bring them.
Doesn't matter. There were a few other things I needed to bring anyway.
It's not like me. I really need to get a grip.
I think you need to relax a bit.
I know. Oh, it's just so frustrating.
What is?
I've been doing so much thinking since the accident.
Yes, I know you have.
This time I really think I'm starting to understand where I go wrong.
Well, that's good.
I just want to get on with doing something about it.
You can't expect everything to change overnight. It's a slow process.
I know. That's why I wish I could just get started on the counselling.
It's not so long to wait. And you got the acupuncture this morning.
Yeah. I really don't see how that's going to help.
Well, give it a chance. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it.
I know. You're right. It's just... Oh, I don't know. I wish there was something practical I could do.
Well, there might be. Tom had his letter about the accident this morning.
Did he? What did it say?
He can either go to court...
Well, he doesn't want to do that, does he? I don't want him to have to lie for me again, not in court.
Neither does he.
So?
He can take a driving course.
Oh, good. So that's what he's going to do then?
Yes. But it does cost.
Well, he'll pay, of course.
No, I thought you'd offer.
Naturally. It's the least I can do.
He was so excited when I told him.
I'm sure he was.
He's going to have such a great time. Have you ever been skiing?
No, I never got round to it somehow.
Such a great opportunity for him.
Yeah.
We couldn't let it pass him by.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm boring you, aren't
no,
I?
No.
Come on. I could see your eyes glazing
no,
over.
No, honestly. I've just had a bit of a shock, that's all.
Oh, dear. What's happened?
No, nothing terrible. Rita Fry said she doesn't want to clean for me anymore.
Well, heavens, why not?
Well, we haven't fallen out or anything. That's why it was such a shock.
Much changed, then? She's not ill, is she?
No, no. She's just finding it too tiring having two jobs, Brookfield and the Bull.
Yeah, she's not getting any younger.
And now Bert's retired, she wants to spend more time with him.
Oh, of course.
It's all very understandable. It's just this is such an awkward time, with me taking over the herd.
Yeah. What does David have to say about it?
I haven't had a chance to tell him yet.
Oh, men think the house cleans itself anyway. Well, I'll keep my ears open for you.
Thanks. I need to talk to her again. I'm not even sure how soon she wants to go. Maybe I can say something to change her mind.
Oh, well, maybe. But Frieda's not one to take decisions without thinking them through.
Mm, I know. Well, when I'm quite sure, maybe I could put a card in your window.
Yeah, of course. Oh, morning, Pat.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi. Yoghurt delivery.
Oh, thanks. Can you stick them straight in the chill cabinet?
Yeah, sure.
I'd better get on. I'll let you know about the card.
Yeah, any time.
I'm afraid it might be sooner rather than later.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Oh, actually, Ruth, there is some... Oh.
Right, here's your invoice.
Thanks.
You're very thoughtful.
Oh, it's just Ruth just told me that Frieda Fry doesn't want to do her cleaning anymore.
Well, I suppose it is a bit much, with the Bull as well, at her age.
I was
age.
Just wondering if Emma might be interested.
Yeah, she would be. I know she does Adam and Ian's, but...
Well, it'd get her out of the house. And she could take George with her.
Well, I suppose so.
Ah, things are going our way this week. Christopher's off skiing with Nisha.
Oh, that'll be nice for him.
Oh, it will. Her family have got their own ski chalet.
Oh, better still.
He deserves a break. You and Tony thinking of going away at all? I know you sometimes do around now.
No, I don't think so. Not this year.
She was really good, Dad.
Mm, I'm glad you liked her.
I did.
I can't quite see how sticking pins all over yourself works, but if you found it helped...
It's not like that at all. Anyway, this was the preliminary session. We just talked.
Ah, I see.
She was so easy to talk to.
Hello. Unexpected to see you till this evening.
Session finished earlier than I thought.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they didn't get round to the pin cushion bit.
Dad. She's brilliant, Mum. I wanted to thank you.
That's all right. Glad you liked her.
She's helped me feel much more relaxed.
Great. Well, now you're here, why don't you stay to lunch and tell me all about it? There's plenty of soup, and Kirsty won't be expecting you back.
Okay, I'll go and wash my hands. Shall be long.
She's really latched on to this woman.
Yeah, so I see.
She sounds very sensible. Told Helen the key to everything was a calm frame of mind.
Oh, she's certainly more cheerful than she was this morning.
Yeah. And she rang Tom and offered to pay for his course.
Oh, yeah, she said she would.
Well, she's a good girl, really.
I know.
Well, she's really starting to face up to things.
Yeah? This could be a turning point. Tony, you weren't thinking of us going away, were you?
Away? When?
Oh, February. We do sometimes take a break, then.
Well, no, but if you feel you need one...
Oh, no. No, I'd like to keep an eye on Helen.
Oh, it's fine by me.
You sure?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I couldn't desert the leaks.
Oh, I'm glad you've dropped in. I've just had a text from Christopher.
Oh, they've decided they'd rather go scuba diving.
No. He told Nisha and everyone's really pleased he can come.
Oh, good. They haven't invited you, too?
Of course not.
Well, you seem in high spirits.
Well, I might have found another job for Emma.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Frieda's giving up the cleaning at Brookfield.
Oh, I can't see Emma being interested in that.
Oh, just while George is small.
Well, why doesn't Frieda want to do it anymore?
Oh, she says it's too tiring. She only told Ruth this morning, so if I can get Emma in there first...
Slow down, love. If Frieda only told her this morning, she might change her mind.
I don't think she will.
Yeah, well, even so, I'd wait a bit before you go volunteering Emma for a job that she might not want and that might not even exist.
Coming in for a cuppa?
No, thanks. I'll get this sorted first.
Okay. I was thinking of ringing Jill up.
Oh, yeah?
If she's free, I thought maybe she could come round for the evening.
Oh, great.
Start sorting out how they can help with the kids.
That's a good idea.
We'll need them more than ever now Frieda's leaving.
That's definite, then, is it?
Yeah, we had another chat. She's made up her mind.
Oh, fair enough, I suppose.
She'll give us a couple of weeks to look.
Well, I'm sure you'll find someone.
I hope so. Because the week she goes is half-term week.
Oh, it's not, is it?
Yeah. Only realised when I was talking to Frieda. It wasn't very clever of us, eh?
Well, we'll manage. I can always do a bit extra.
I don't know when. Hard to see you as it is.
Well, I'm sure Mum will help with the kids. We'll sort something out between it.
You sound as though you aren't going to be there.
Well, actually...
It'd be nice for you to have an evening in. You were so busy all last week fixing the cultivator.
Yeah, you know why that was? It's because the workshop's a complete tip. I can't find anything. We need to get it sorted out.
Does it have to be tonight?
Well, it's ideal. You'll have Mum to keep you company.
Yeah, they got off fine. Very excited about your news, of course. We all are. Hmm? Yes, yes, she's here. No, of course I haven't. I knew you'd want to do that yourself. I'll give her to you. Phoebe, sweetie, Mummy wants to talk to you.
Okay.
She's got some really exciting news.
There you are, you greedy lot. Get on with that.
They're looking good.
Thank you.
Nice and fat and healthy, aren't you?
You are talking to the pigs.
I wonder if I could persuade Mike to keep one. I quite miss them.
Well, Jazz is flagging a bit with Mike being off, so any time you fancy an extra shift...
I'm not missing them that much.
You come to collect Phoebe?
If I can drag her away from the lambs.
Yeah, she's quite deserted me and the pigs recently.
And I wanted to talk to you when Roy wasn't around.
Sounds mysterious.
About his birthday. I want to give him as good a day as you all gave Brenda.
I don't know if you'll manage that.
Oh, I'm going to try. I asked Will if he got any ideas, and he suggested a track day.
Brilliant. Good old Will.
You really think Roy'd like it?
Yeah, he'd love it.
Wish someone would give me one.
Really? We're just driving around in circles all day. Well, it doesn't sound like much fun to me.
Driving a very fast car around a racetrack is every boy's dream.
Will got quite animated about it as well.
Trust me, Hayley, it would bowl Roy over.
What would I do while all this is going on?
Well, you could wave as he went past.
Yeah, great. Aren't I the lucky one?
It is supposed to be Roy's day.
I know.
Do something together later on, like me and Brenda did.
Oh, good idea. If I've got any money left.
Oh, is it expensive?
£175.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. Well, in the cause of true love.
Well, that's why I had to be sure he'd really like it. I don't want to make a mistake at those prices.
He would, but I can see it's a lot of money.
Mike said he'd come in with me if I needed him to.
Sounds as if you might.
I don't know if you might like to contribute.
Oh, well, I don't know either.
That's charming.
He's not been very nice to me these past few weeks.
He thought you'd knocked his dad down.
Yeah, I know.
And I thought you'd put all that behind you. You worked together so well for Brenda's birthday.
That was a good idea of his. Deserves something, I suppose.
I should think so.
Oh, all right. Put me down for a fiver.
I'm really glad you can come. Yeah, about it, it's fine. The boy should be settled by then. See you later then, Jill. Bye. Come about 8 and stay as long as you like.
Phoebe's just washing her hands. We've been out looking at the lambs again.
She does love them.
Brian says he's thinking of taking her on as his assistant.
Oh, a bit stretched, is he?
Yeah, a bit, with Adam being away.
Have you heard from him?
A phone call to say they've arrived there safely.
Oh, good.
And I've been looking at Ian's blog.
He's got stuff on it already.
Oh, yes. I was showing it to Phoebe.
She has had a busy afternoon.
Yeah, I thought she'd like it. Remind her of our time in South Africa.
Did it?
A little bit. But that's not our only news from Africa.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi.
I expect Phoebe will want to tell you all herself.
You had a good afternoon.
I saw the lambs.
And you talked to Mummy, didn't you?
Yes, and Molly.
And they had some very exciting news, didn't they?
Yes.
Well, why don't you tell Hayley about it?
I'm going to have a little baby brother.
Oh.
Or sister, maybe, darling.
No, me and Nonny want a brother.
Kate's pregnant. Again? Yes, isn't it wonderful news?
Yeah, of course.
She's due in July. Oh, can't wait.
How long have you known?
Well, she phoned us on Friday, but she wanted to tell Phoebe herself.
Yeah.
So we've kept it in the family, but now I can tell everyone. Oh, I'm so happy.
You must be.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you think we should have told Roy first?
No.
Kate did try, but, well, he's so difficult to get hold of. But if you'd rather she rang him now.
No, it's all right. I'll tell him.
So Shula's trying to get a fundraising committee together.
Oh, that's a great idea. We'll get more people involved.
Alistair's so fired up.
Yeah, he's been on the phone to me about winter training.
Has he?
Mm-hmm. Shula's thrilled they've got something they can do together.
Yeah.
She used to do it with Mark. They were a good team.
Yeah. Oh, could you give Dad a message for me, please?
Of course.
I did mean to ring him, but I've been so busy.
Yeah, he'll understand.
Can you tell him I got in touch with Rodway's and they were still taking entries for that farm sale?
Oh, good.
You didn't tell me.
Oh, sorry, thought I had.
He'll be pleased. So what are you putting in?
The old straw chopper.
Heavens, have you still got that?
Mm-hmm. The old diesel generator and a water bowser.
Oh, now I know why you've been so busy. You've been scouring the farm for things you can sell.
Well, I'll have to get on with it, taking the stuff over tomorrow.
I just thought it was part of your Tidy Up Brookfield campaign.
Your father said you've been working hard on the tracks.
Yeah, this sale came at just the right time.
So when is it?
Monday.
Would you like me to come with you?
Oh, there's no need. I don't think it'd interest you.
Might.
You never know.
Anyway, I don't think it's a very good idea for us both to be away from the farm. Not at the moment.
Martin hasn't left yet.
When he does, you're going to be very busy. And, as I said, you can rely on Phil and me to help out.
Oh, thanks, Mum. We appreciate it.
We need to work out a proper timetable, though, so everyone knows where they are.
Let's get started on it, then.
OK, well, I'll leave you to it.
Aren't you going to stay and help?
I'm sure you can sort it out between you. I'd just be in the way.
No, you wouldn't.
Anyway, Talking of sorting things out, I need a couple of hours in the workshop.
Oh, I see.
It's driving me mad, Mum. I can never find the right tool for the job at the moment.
And there are so many jobs.
Yes, there are. See you later.
Sorry about that, Jill. That's all right. Men and their sheds. Yeah. We'll probably get on faster without him. I hope so. There's a complication you don't know about. What do you want? Frieda Fry's given her notice in.
Are you ready, then?
Just let me find my keys.
They're probably not in your bag at all.
Oh, might not be. Can you look in that bowl? I sometimes throw them in there when I come in.
Okay.
Trying to think when I last had them. Oh, I saw Helen today.
Did you?
Yeah, fancied a healthy sandwich for my lunch. She seemed very well.
Yeah, she's okay at the moment.
Much calmer.
She reckons it's the acupuncture.
Really? So where do they stick the needles?
Nowhere yet, they just talked. But she's going for a proper session soon and, well, Mum reckons it'll make a real difference to her.
I don't know whether I'd fancy it. But if it helps.
Yeah.
Pat mentioned Helen was paying for your driving course.
Did she?
I think she wanted me to know Helen was trying to make it up to you.
Well, it's a start.
Ugh, that was one tired little girl.
Is Phoebe asleep already?
Dead to the world. She's had a very exciting afternoon.
In with the lambs again.
Something much more exciting than the lambs on the way. Kate's pregnant.
Oh, Hayley.
Again? Honestly, that girl.
Tom?
Yeah, again.
No stopping her, is there? Does Roy know?
Not yet. Oh, I've got to tell him.
Tom, I think I might have dropped my keys in the bedroom. Do you mind checking?
But wouldn't it be better...
Please.
Right. Yeah, sure, right. I'll have a really good look.
Oh, Hayley. You all right?
How am I going to tell Roy?
Does it have to be you?
I'd rather me than Phoebe. Thank goodness he's on a late shift.
Is she very excited?
Of course she is. Well, you know how much she wants a little brother or sister. She asked me if this one might come and live here with us. She wants one so much. And I can't give her one.
You will. It'll happen for you. I'm sure it will.
But it hasn't. And what's Roy going to think? Oh, if he'd stayed with Kate.
He won't think that. He loves you.
But she's got 2 children already. Why should she? Oh, I am a horrible person.
No, you're not. Of course you're not.
Oh, trying so hard to stay positive and have this. It's so unfair, Brenda. So unfair.
I think Frieda leaving may be a blessing in disguise.
Do you?
You're going to need so much more help in the house when you take the herd on.
Exactly, that's why...
Then advertise for it. You need more than just a cleaner now.
I didn't think of it like that.
Someone to put the washing on?
And sort it. That'd be wonderful.
Get the children's tea once in a while?
If we were very busy.
Do a bit of ironing?
That's going a bit far. We never do that ourselves.
Maybe not. But you see what I mean?
I do. Oh, Jill, that'd be brilliant.
A treasure. That's what you need.
If we can find one.
If you're prepared to pay.
Oh, yeah. It'd still be much cheaper than paying a herd manager.
I think it could be a very attractive job.
Oh, thanks. I've been so worried.
I can see that.
I thought I was going to have to give up on the whole idea.
That would have been a great shame.
Do you think so? I was starting to feel a bit guilty.
Because you're good at your job.
I want what's best for the children, too.
Well, it will be. Think what a role model you'll be for Pip. And the boys come to that.
That's true.
It's going to mean Brookfield is a real family farm again.
I hope so. That's what I want.
You and David working together.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I'd had your opportunities.
Oh, Jill, you're so kind.
Nonsense, what have I done?
Given me a bit of perspective. It was all getting on top of me.
Well, it doesn't need to. Just takes a little organising, that's all. So don't worry about half term. Phil and I can easily take the children out for a couple of days.
That'd be great.
More if you need it.
I am so grateful.
We enjoy it. It's not a burden.
Will you at least let me make you another coffee?
That would be nice.
Even got some cake. One of yours, but still.
Shall we wait till David comes in? I expect he could do it.
Oh,
I don't think that will be any time soon.
No. Well, coffee and cake would be lovely then.
Look, you just give me a minute. I've tried to find your lamb.
Morning, darling.
Oh, Jenny, am I glad to see you?
Well, I thought you might be. I bought you some coffee. That'll help you wake up.
Oh, thanks. I need something.
Oh, does look a bit chaotic. You said it was all quiet last night.
Well, it was. The blasted user spent all the intervening time giving birth.
Oh, we'll soon sort it out. Shall I start rounding up the stray lambs then?
Oh, yes, please.
Come on then, you. Come on.
Oh. See if you can match them to the right ear.
Yes, I know.
Well, try that one, the one I've just pinned up.
Oh, right, you are. Come on. Here you go.
Sorry to press gang you like this.
I don't mind. It's not as if it was the first time.
I don't know how you can be so cheerful at this time of the morning. Come here, you stupid sheep.
Well, everything's going so well, isn't it?
Is it?
Adam and Ian having a lovely time.
Yeah, well, don't talk to me about that.
It's pregnant. Oh, right, little one. Come here.
Yeah, well, it's lovely for her, of course. There you are, in.
Come on, you. Come on. Oh, Phoebe was so excited when Kate told her. So, come on now. Come on. Is this your mum? Oh, you should have seen her little face.
Another half sibling she'll rarely see.
Oh, is that darling?
Oh, those two.
Oh, fine. Oh, a match, I think. Give them a moment, Brian. Fact is, this is a good time for our family. There's Alice on track, there's Debbie doing so well.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, it's all coming together. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Well, I could.
Oh, darling, don't worry. We'll soon have this lot sorted.
Morning, love.
Oh, sorry. Did I wake you?
No, not really.
I just couldn't get back to sleep. Seems silly to lie there.
Yeah.
I thought some tea might settle me. Do you want a cup?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Just take a minute to do it to brew. Oh, Phil.
You're still worrying about David and Ruth?
I can't help it. It's just so painful.
I know, love.
David didn't come back till gone 10 o'clock.
You said. Well, I mean, if he was busy in the workshop...
It's not the first time. From something Pip let slip. I gather it's an almost nightly occurrence.
Well, what'd she say?
Ruth's been letting us stay up late.
Oh, that's not good.
After she's finished her homework.
Well, she still needs her sleep.
And Ruth needs the company.
Yeah, but she and David are all right when they're together, aren't they? There's not rowing or anything?
No. David just seems distant.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
Reassuring thoughts, I hope. I could do with some.
Well, in a way. You see, if David is trying to work something out, this is... this is how he would do it.
Bury himself in his work? That's not very helpful.
No. Take time on his own. It's what I might do myself. You can think when you're doing something.
But it's hard on Ruth. She really needs support at the moment.
Yeah, but if he can't give it till he's sorted himself out...
She's the one who's taking over the herd. She's got just as much to think about.
Yes, I know.
And now with Frieda going, she's got that to worry about.
Well, you seem to have that under control between you.
If she can find the replacement she needs. I said I'd drop the card into the shop today for her.
Well, we are going to have the children at half term.
Yes. We can keep an eye on things.
Ah, we mustn't interfere, Jill. It's their marriage. They've got to sort it out.
I know. But it's hard.
Well, imagine how we'd have felt if my parents had started interfering when we were going through a sticky patch.
Dear Dan and Doris, no. They never would have.
I mean, all marriages have their ups and downs.
Yes. You might have a point about David.
Well, I think so.
But it's not like him to evade things.
Well, you don't know that he is.
I know what Ruth and he are usually like, and it's not this. They're being so polite to each other.
Well, is that such a terrible thing?
Well, they're more the blazing row than kiss and make up kind of couple.
Perhaps they're getting a bit old for that.
Perhaps.
Oh, did David say anything about the farm sale?
Oh, yes, sorry, I forgot. He said to thank you.
It wasn't too late to put things in.
No. I can't believe they've still got that straw chopper.
And is he going himself?
Yes, I think so.
Oh. Oh, perhaps I might go with him.
That's a good idea. He doesn't want Ruth to go.
Oh, well...
No, don't let that stop you. It might be a chance for him to talk to you.
Well, don't get your hopes up. We may just have a pleasant morning.
Well, that would be something.
There. That's you tidied up.
Brian!
It's all right, Jenny. I'll be in soon.
Good, but I...
Finish ringing this lot, will you?
That wasn't why I came out.
Then Jeff can take over and I can have my breakfast in a civilised manner.
I wanted to tell you I've had the most extraordinary phone call from Roy Tucker.
What? That's a bit early, isn't it?
He's on an early shift. He wanted to talk away from Hayley and Phoebe.
What about?
Well, he doesn't think Kate should have told Phoebe about the new baby before she told him.
Well, that's why he rang.
Oh, it's so unfair. I told him Kate tried to get him over the weekend.
I don't suppose she tried very hard.
Brian, why wouldn't she?
Because it would be more dramatic to tell Phoebe first. Kate's always been a bit fan of the drama.
Well, she's perfectly entitled to tell Phoebe first. Phoebe is her daughter.
And Roy is Phoebe's father.
Look, whose side are you on?
No one's. I'm simply stating a fact. He might have liked to have had time to get used to the idea before hearing it from Phoebe.
Well, I don't see why. You'd think they'd be pleased.
Or possibly even not bothered.
Then why is Roy so cross?
I don't know. What did Phoebe say to him?
Phoebe didn't tell him. Hayley did. And that's another thing.
Oh, dear, is it?
Well, I asked her if she'd rather I told Roy, and she said no, she would.
So everyone knows. That's the main thing.
Exactly. Oh, I really don't see what the problem is.
There's no point in brooding about it, darling.
Oh, if I just knew why.
Well, I don't know. Maybe... Maybe he and Hayley would like a baby of their own.
Oh, yes. Well, I never thought of that.
I mean, you're pleased, darling, but you can't expect everyone to be.
No, of course. That would explain a lot of things. Brian, that's very perceptive of you.
It's sleep deprivation and exhaustion. It's completely changed my personality.
For the better, apparently. You should take over lambing more often.
I don't think so. I'm never letting Adam off this farm again. No matter how many times you get married.
Do you want me to tidy the window up a bit, Mum?
Oh, yeah, good idea. It is looking a bit cluttered.
Some of these promotion offers are way out of date.
Oh, no. I've been meaning to get round to it.
Right, well, I'll get it sorted then.
Oh, it's nice to have you here to lend a hand.
Better than moping around the house. I'm with Will having George this morning.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice now you don't fight over him.
Yeah, it is.
It'll make it easier for you to look for another job.
I suppose. Could do with the money. Oh, morning.
Morning, Emma. Susan.
Oh, hello, Jill. What can I get for you?
I just wanted to drop this card off.
Oh, yes. It's about Frieda's job at Brookfield.
You heard?
Yeah, Ruth told me she was thinking of leaving.
I'm afraid she's made up her mind.
Well, she is really old.
Emma?
To you, perhaps.
Poor Ruth. She seemed quite worried about
it. It's come at a difficult time. Ruth's taking over managing the herd.
Yeah, she said. Good for her.
So I think this might be a blessing in disguise.
Do you?
Well, she's going to need more than just a cleaner now, so she can advertise for it.
Oh, of course. What, someone more like a housekeeper?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But we've put on the card the extra help we think she might need.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very clear.
So can I leave it with you then?
Yeah, of course. I'll put it up for you.
Thank you. So, how much a week is that, Susan?
Oh, don't worry about that. We can settle up when you find someone.
Oh, that's very kind. Hope it won't take too long.
Oh, I'm sure it won't.
It'll be nice for Ruth to have this settled at least. Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye. Give me a card, Mum. I'll put it up now.
There's no need. I can think of someone who would be ideal for this.
Really? Who?
You.
Me? Oh, no, Mum. No.
Darling, is it all right if... Oh, Brian.
What? Oh, Jenny, good, you startled me.
You were asleep.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, yes, you were. I could hear you snoring.
I might have just closed my eyes for a second.
Oh, poor love. Lambing's really taking it out of you, isn't it? I'll make you some nice strong coffee.
Well, that might be an idea.
And then we can look at Ian's blog together. That's what I came in for.
Well, that will perk me up. Knowing Adam's lying sunning himself on a beach while I'm freezing to death in the lambing shed.
Well, he's not. They haven't got to Mombasa yet. They're in Wingy.
Oh, I bet it's hot wherever it is.
It's where Adam used to work, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want to see if it's changed. It will be interesting.
Well, if you say so. Look, just let me save it.
What is it?
It's a list of certified plumbers in the area.
Oh, not a very long one.
Oh. She could lure a few poles this way.
You think we need a plumber for the downstairs shower, then?
Well, if you still think it needs replacing.
Well, it certainly does. Students use it so much in the summer.
Well, it looks like it'll be the summer before any of these chaps can fit us in.
Oh, we don't need them. I was going to ask Robert.
Oh. Oh, isn't that rather a big job for him?
No, I don't think so. It's only a question of replacing it with something a bit more robust.
Well, I thought you wanted it retiled, too.
Well, I'm sure he can do that. And if you weren't so stretched, I'd have asked you.
I don't see what you've got against it.
I've told you.
It's so convenient. You could walk there, take George like you do to Ian and Adam.
That's completely different.
Yes. Other children to play with, toys. It'd be much more fun for him.
Yeah, and much more work for me. Adam and Ian's is easy. They're so minimalist.
Brookfield would be more interesting.
More of a tip.
They don't just want a cleaner.
No, they want a skivvy and a childminder. I had a career mum once.
I know. And you will have again, but look...
I'm just getting further and further away from what I wanted to do.
For the moment.
This is just a nice little job like Clary wanted me to have.
A nice, well-paid little job with all this extra they want doing.
I feel trapped.
Oh, not trapped, but you are tired while George is little. You have to be realistic.
Do I?
Yes. I know you wanted a career in catering, and you can have that when George is a bit older and he can go to nursery. And that won't be so long.
It just seems ages away.
Trust me, it isn't. And in the meantime, here's a job where you can take George to a place he'll like, get good money, and get yourself out of the house.
Well, if you put it like that...
I do. I think you should ring Ruth. Now.
Morning, Pipsqueak.
Oh, hello, Dad.
How are you feeling?
A bit better.
Your tummy not hurting so much now?
No, I'm just tired.
So you're resting? Very wise.
Yeah, but I'm sure I'll feel better soon.
You seem pretty bad in the night.
It's only a one-day thing. Lots of people at school have had it.
Oh. Well, is there anything I can get you? More ginger ale?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Oh. Well, better get back to my fencing, then.
There is one thing.
Yeah?
It's today the lorry's coming to collect Holly, Ivy and Mistletoe, isn't it?
That's right.
Could I come out and say goodbye to them?
Do you really think that's a good idea?
Please, Dad, they are a bit special.
Yeah, they are. Well, I don't suppose it would hurt. If you wrap up warm.
Thanks, Dad.
You better check with your mum, though.
Check what?
Dad says I can come and say goodbye to Holly, Ivy and Mistletoe.
Are you really feeling that much better?
Yeah.
I said if she wrapped up warm.
Yeah, well, I don't see why not.
Thank you.
I've just had some good news.
Oh, yeah?
That was Emma on the phone. She said she'd be interested in taking over Frieda's job.
Emma? Oh, wicked.
Emma? Is it her kind of thing?
She does do the cleaning for Ian and Adam.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten that.
She'd be great. It'll be fun.
If she's going to help with the kids sometimes, it would be nice to have someone a bit younger.
Is she going to bring George?
We haven't discussed that yet. But if you're not keen, David...
No, I was just surprised, that's all. I'm sure she'll be fine.
I've asked her around to lunch today so we can discuss the details.
Great!
You're not supposed to be eating, young lady.
So if you did have any concerns, you could ask her then.
No, I'm sorry, I shan't be in for lunch.
Oh, Dad!
No, I'm sorry, Pip. I had a phone call too, from Alistair. He wants to talk to me about next season's cricket.
It's only January.
Yeah, well, we've got to start planning. It's going to be a big year.
Jill was telling me how keen he is. And Shula.
Yep. A few of us are meeting down at the Bull. Can't let the other lads down.
Of course not.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to sort things out with Emma without me being there.
But you'll be back for the calves, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Shall I make us a drink? Then if there is anything you want me to mention to Emma, we can just talk it through.
No, thanks. I better get on.
Oh, can't you stay a bit longer?
No, I'm sorry, Pip. I'd like to finish this fencing before lunch. But I'll see you later.
Okay.
Wrap up warm, remember? Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, can I get you a drink, Pip?
No, thanks. Dad's very busy, isn't he?
Yeah. I hope when I take over the herd, things will be a bit easier for him.
Then you'll be very busy.
It shouldn't be too bad. I've got Emma to help.
Oh, I won't see either of you.
Oh, Pip, of course you will. It'll sort itself out.
Oh, will it?
You are just feeling down because you're not well.
I suppose. Things haven't been the same since Sam left.
It hasn't been easy.
I wish he hadn't gone. I'll miss him.
It sounds like a very good course.
Yeah, it is.
Very comprehensive. Many of you on it?
Four of us. All about my age.
Oh, well, I suppose no one wants to umpire while they can still play.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, Bert and I would be more than happy for you to umpire some of the Village Cup matches.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Well, we're looking forward to watching you.
Oh, that sounds ominous.
No. You've been on this course. We're expecting to learn from you.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. It's certainly going to be an exciting season.
Morning, Sid.
Oh.
Phil.
Morning, Alistair.
Morning. And what can I get you?
Well, I'll wait till everyone's here, then get a round in.
Expecting many?
Well, David's coming. Neil. Roy, if he can get someone to cover for him. Christopher, if Ronnie can spare him. And, Tom said he'd try.
Well, that's a good turnout.
I wouldn't wait for Tom, though.
No. I wish Kev could have got here.
Well, that's the disadvantage of him living in Darrington, isn't it?
Among many.
Why do they have to be so awkward?
Well, I don't know, but they always have been.
I've been contacting all the other captains to sort out a schedule for the league matches.
Well, we shall have to move some of them, shan't we?
Yes. With the cup matches being every other Sunday.
Oh, was that a problem?
No, everyone was fine about it. Except
Darrington.
Yes.
I take no notice. They're just jealous we snaffle their best bowler.
They certainly weren't going to make life easy for me.
Well, we just have to move some fixtures to Saturdays.
You tell Chris Mills that.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi, David.
Sorry, I'm late. Have I missed anything?
No, not really.
Just Darrington, belly aching as usual.
Oh, so what else is new?
Sid's fixed up some winter nets.
Oh, good idea.
Just for the ones who can. Now, I don't expect everyone to come, especially since there's travel involved.
No, where are we going?
Edgbaston.
Whoa!
Oh, nice. We'll all have to chip in a bit to cover it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure no one will mind.
Oh, I hope not. Although Shula did say if she cracks on with her fundraising, we might be able to subsidise it for the less well-off.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, you know, the youngsters like Christopher.
Yeah, he's busy saving for this skiing trip.
Shula's really getting into this, isn't she?
She is. It's great.
Yeah.
Has she done any more about getting a committee together?
Yeah, she started.
Only Fallon might be interested.
Fallon?
Yeah. Yeah, she's still going strong with Kev.
Oh,
of course. Well, anything that keeps him happy.
Well, I'm sure Shula'd be very pleased to have her on the committee.
I'm sure she would.
So, these winter nets, how long are you thinking of going on with them?
Well, we start next week, then Sid's booked us through February and the beginning of March.
Oh, great. Well, just let me know which night it is.
It's different nights each week, I'm afraid. We had to pick up what was left.
Oh, right.
When the others get here, I'll run through what we've booked.
You'll be all right to go, will you?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Well, you seem to be so busy on the farm.
Yeah, well, it'll do me good to get away from it.
Very nice of you to ask me to lunch.
I thought it would be a more relaxed way to talk things over. It's not very special, I'm afraid. There you are.
Thanks. Smells nice.
Tomato soup. It's my grandma's recipe, so you're quite safe.
Okay.
I'm not the best cook in the world.
Right.
Not that I'm expecting you to do any cooking.
I thought you said she might get our tea.
Well, once in a while, if I was very busy. If that was all right with you.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you're not expecting anything special.
Oh, we wouldn't be.
Do start. Pass some of the bread, Pip.
Here you are.
I expect there are things you want to ask me, Emma.
Yeah, is it all right if I bring George, Emmy?
Yeah, of course. That's fine.
It's a shame he's asleep now.
Yeah, wake up any minute, don't you worry, as soon as we started eating.
It'll be be lovely to have a baby to play with.
You won't see that much of him, I'm afraid, if Emma does two mornings like Frieda. Would that be all right?
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you don't mind fitting in with my shifts at Jack's.
Of course not. And if you need to speak to Kenton?
Not really. They have to be fixed because I need childcare for George.
Oh, of course.
If I can bring him with me, I can be much more flexible.
What about Ian and Adam?
Oh, they don't mind. As long as I turn up once a week, I'll let them know when they get back.
I bet their house is a lot tidier than ours.
Are you trying to put Emma off?
No. I don't suppose there's much for George to play with there.
Only things he might break.
He can play with the kids' toys here, of course.
Ben's still got quite a lot of baby stuff, actually.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
So when could you start?
When do you want me?
Couple of weeks' time?
Yeah, fine.
Hadn't I better show her my list first?
No, let's quit while we're ahead, shall we?
List?
Oh, Mum, it would help you, Emma, honestly. I made a list of all the things that really need doing round here.
Most of which she never does.
I'll go and get it.
No, I'll get it. I want to read it through before I let Emma see it.
That was very thoughtful of you.
It's not too long. I want you to come.
Oh, thank you.
Mum and Dad are so busy. It'd be nice to have someone extra to talk to.
So, if you'd like me to come to the sale with you?
Yes, I would.
Only, I didn't know if you wanted anyone. Jill said Ruth wasn't going.
Oh, no, that's different. No, you know, it's not a good idea for both of us to be off the farm at the same time, right?
No.
No, it'd be great if you came with me. Anyway, you can hold me back if I start spending too much.
Reminding you you're there to sell.
That's right.
These calves are splendid.
Yeah, well, I hope so. They have done well.
Yeah, very sturdy and strong.
Yeah. I'm glad Pip's here to see them off. She's so proud of helping to look after them.
She's turning into a real little farmer.
Yes, she is.
Just as well. It seems you could do with an extra pair of hands at the moment.
Oh, well, you know what it's like. I just like to keep on top of things.
Can't have been easy recently, though.
Well, we've managed. Come on, Dad, we better get these cars out in the yard. Pip wants to take a photo of them.
Do you want to see some nice moo cows, George?
Shouldn't be long now, Emma.
Oh, we're fine. Do you take photos of all the cars when they go, Pip?
Oh, no, these are special. They were born on Christmas Day.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's why they're called Holly, Ivy and Mistletoe.
Yeah, and Pip helped rear them, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Oh, look, here they come.
Go on, go on. That's it.
Oh, they are pretty. Look, George.
I'll get the gate.
Oh, thanks. Come on, in you go.
There we are.
Oh, all ready for the lorry.
Right, ready to take your picture, love. Where do you want us?
Oh, just there's fine. You stand on the other side, Grandad.
Right. Don't you want your mum in the picture?
No, it's all right. You look good like that.
Right, everyone say cheese.
Right. Cheese. Is that okay?
I'll just take one more to make sure.
Right. Cheese.
Right, thank you.
There's one for your scrapbook.
They are lovely.
Yeah, they're good and strong too. All a credit to Pip's hard work.
She did a great job.
Yeah, well, you take after your mother, Pip. Good dairy woman.
Oh, thank you, Phil.
Sam showed me a lot too.
Well, I'm sure he did.
He said I took after you as well, Mum.
Did he?
All these compliments.
He said I was good with the calves.
Well, you are. Now, maybe we should
be getting... I wish he'd seen these three.
Well, he didn't.
Why don't you send him a photo?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, we don't have his new address.
No, we don't. Look, the lorry will be here soon.
Couldn't you email it to him?
Oh, that's a good idea.
We haven't got his email address either.
Haven't you? But surely...
He seems to have changed it.
I just wanted him to see how well I'd done with these calves.
Well, I know what, Pip. You could forward it to Paxley Milking Service.
Is that who he worked for?
Yes. So they must know where he is.
Oh, what a good idea. Thanks, Grandad.
No, they don't. He doesn't work for them anymore. He left them too.
Did he?
Yeah. Sorry, Pip.
I've checked. They don't know where he is. I'm sorry, Pip. I know it's disappointing for you. But there it is.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.